It's been a better start to the new trading week after two successive losses to close out last week. The ASX 200 up around 40 points or 0.2% to 6,221. And it's followed on from a pretty positive lead-in from Wall Street after those better-than-expected US jobs numbers to come through over the weekend. Today we had pretty much every sector in positive territory. Leading the way was certainly our resource sectors. They benefited on the back of stronger commodity prices. So we look at our energy stocks, the likes of Woodside Petroleum, Santos, up around that 2% mark, and we saw the price of oil hitting five-month highs. Certainly the fact that there is some enthusiasm in terms of the demand supply and the supply also looking to be constrained somewhat due to some restrictions to production in certain countries, particularly around Africa. What we have also seen is the price of iron ore continuing to lift as well, and that's helped to boost our iron ore miners. BHP, Rio and Fortescue all climbing higher, with Fortescue leading the way up around that 2.8% mark. Healthcare stocks also doing quite well. Our largest health stock, CSL, up close to 2%. Volpara Technologies, which is a health technology stock, up 21%. They certainly do a lot of breast cancer screening technology, and they saw basically they're looking to exceed their company guidance for full year 2019. They'll release their full results at the end of April. There were some weaknesses to come through financials. The big four banks were a little bit weaker. AMP, the financial services firm, also down around close to 1.5%, and communications led lower by Domain Holdings, the real estate listing firm, down around 7% on a broker downgrade, and was the worst performing stock on the ASX 200. What we saw on the economic front was local job ads falling in March, now a fifth straight month of falls. The Aussie dollar has weakened off some US dollar strength. It's now just a tad under 71 US cents.